Living What Makes Me Happy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Living What Makes Me Happy. This is probably a very difficult thing for most of us to do, to live what makes us happy. Because our lives are based basically on making other people happy. All of our life we have done everything we can to make our parents happy, to make the people around us happy, to make the world in which we live happy. And because we have done this on an outward basis, because we have done this on making someone else happy, we have not made ourselves happy. Now, you would think that making ourselves happy would be the most wonderful, desirable, positive, worthwhile thing that we could ever do. And really, it isn't. It isn't. We are taught that to make others happy is the greatest gift that we can ever have. To bring happiness to the world is the greatest thing. But where does this happiness come from? When we give others happiness and we bring happiness to the world, where is this happiness supposed to come from? Well, if it doesn't come from within us, it doesn't come from anywhere. If our happiness, or if the happiness that we give to the world, doesn't come from in us, then where might it come from? Well, it might come from other people's opinions of what happiness is all about, of what makes things happy. Now, we have many stories of children who have done good things for their parents, and their parents haven't understood it. And the children wanted to have their parents love them, and they did things so that their parents would love them. And their parents just sort of did nothing to pay any attention to them. And then the children, or child, got to the point where he said, "I want some attention." And so he throws a tantrum, and he gets attention. So he goes out and steals or does something bad, and he gets attention. So he goes out and breaks a window. He gets attention. And you say, "Well, my gosh, that's not the kind of attention that we want." Well, when you're getting no attention at all, then that's the kind of attention you want. When we have been raised to think that we are empty vessels, that we are empty of all that is worthwhile, then, yes, it is looking outwardly always for the fulfillment of something that should be from within. Now, when a person likes themselves, when a person is living what makes them happy, they are not trying to get attention from anybody else. They are just doing what is what makes them happy, what fulfills the happiness that is within them. Now, we don't have to do something naughty so that we get attention from our parents with a spanking or with a scolding. We can do something for ourselves. Now, when we learn to look at things that we are involved in and call these things good and very good, then we're making ourselves happy. When we look at something that we kindly said, now if you go to the neighbor and you say, "Mrs. Jones, I notice that your front sidewalk doesn't get swept as often as I know you'd like to do it. Would you mind terribly if I would sweep your sidewalk when I sweep ours every day?" And Mrs. Jones would say, "What do you want? What do you want me to do? What do you want? What do you want from me?" You see, there's always that angriness about it that makes it hard to give a gift sometimes. And if the child is innocent and beautiful and caring, or the adult, it could be an adult too, it's beautiful, kindly, and caring, the adult will just say, "Hey, Mrs. Jones, you're a wonderful neighbor, and I've never been able to tell you how much I appreciated you as a neighbor. And if you don't mind, let me sweep your sidewalk, because it just lets me say to you how much I love you." Well, with talk like that, soon Mrs. Jones would be eating out of his hand. Now, that's not his purpose. His purpose is living what makes him happy. And what makes him happy is living in a happy neighborhood. Well, to live in a happy neighborhood, you got to make a happy neighborhood. You got to be a happy neighbor. And to be a happy neighbor, you tell other people, you share with other people what you think about them and what you know about them. And what you think about them and what you know about them is only what you think about and know about yourself. Now, little children who've been raised with a limited amount of love and who are always out searching for love get themselves into all sorts of difficulties. However, if these little children can be motivated to go in proper ways for love, they will find it more satisfying and more fulfilling than anything can be. Now, if the mother would always say, "All right, what would make you happy, sweetheart? What would make you happy today? What is it that you'd like to do? What would make you happy?" And the child would say, "Oh, just being here with you, Mommy." Well, Mommy would flip over. But that's really what it's all about. Marilyn, what would make you happy? And Marilyn says, "Mom, what would make me happy is that if you'd just sit down a moment and read me a story." "But Marilyn, I have so many things to do." "Mommy, you asked me what would make me happy, and that would make me happy. Now, Mommy, if I help you do all the things you have to do, would you take time to sit down and read me a story?" "Well, of course." "Thank you, Mommy. What would you like me to do?" And if Mommy has any sense at all, she'll say, "Sweetheart, what I want you to do is to sit down and listen while I read you a story. And after the story, if they want to do other things, that's just fine too. But the priority should be making each of us happy first from within ourselves, living what makes me happy." And if Mother says to Marilyn, "Marilyn, I never read you enough stories. I'm going to make it a habit now. Whenever you come home from school each day, we're going to read a lovely story. Would you like that?" "Oh, yes, Mommy, yes." Attention, attention. Somebody's getting loving attention. And so every day when Marilyn comes home from school, Mommy sits down, no matter what she's doing. And she doesn't even say, "Just a minute." She turns off the vacuum cleaner, stops whatever she's doing. If she's right in the middle of baking a cake, the cake's not worth as much as that wonderful smile from Marilyn. I tell you, the cake's not worth as much as that wonderful smile from Marilyn. And Mommy says, "Okay, sweetheart, you're home. You're a little earlier, you're a little later, but you're home." She doesn't even say earlier or later. Whenever you're home, Marilyn, it's the right time. And they sit down in the living room. And Marilyn sits in Mother's lap, or if she's too big for that, she sits on the arm of the chair or on the floor. It doesn't matter how old Marilyn may be. She may be 3, she may be 12, she may be 18. It doesn't matter. Story time is a very special time. And then Mother says to Marilyn, "What story would you like?" And Marilyn says, "Oh, Mommy, you pick it." And so Mommy picks one of her stories. And the story tells about how this little girl lives in this house. And the house was filled with all sorts of commotion, all sorts of busyness, and nobody had time to even say anything to anybody else. And then a little brother came along, and he was just 2 years old, and he wanted attention. And he was so cute and so lovable, everybody wanted to give him attention. And so the mother said, "All right, now, today it's your turn to give him attention." And then, "Today it's your turn to give him attention." Each day, giving one of the children the privilege of giving the two-year-old attention. And each day they learned to love each other and love the child. But meanwhile, the two-year-old was out of the hair of everybody else so they could carry out their projects and have fun doing what they wanted to do, living what makes them happy. And the little two-year-old will always be filled with love because he's being given so much gentle, tender caring. But of course, he created that by his attitude. He created that by his gentleness, but his gentleness was encouraged by his mother. And what makes the mother happy is having a gentle, kind child. What makes the child happy is having a gentle, kind mother. And these are things that we create ourselves. Living what makes me happy. Well, what makes me happy, personally, me, Herb Byerly, what makes me happy is to give unconditional love. What makes me happy is to look at any person, no matter what their circumstances may be, or conditions, or attitudes may be, and to look at them and see me in them. Ho, ho, ho! What kind of a person am I? Ho, ho, ho! Am I a person who follows the rules? Am I a person who respects other people? Am I a person who first respects myself? Am I a person who thinks that this world is a mighty wonderful world that I'm living in? Am I a person who thinks, wow, what a great place to be? Am I living what makes me happy? Oh my, oh my, oh my, yes. Unconditional love gives me the opportunity to do all sorts of neat things that ordinary love wouldn't give me the permission to do. With ordinary love, people say, what do you want? With unconditional love, they just say, thank you. With unconditional love, I know it's unconditional love, and I give that. And there's nothing expected in return. There's no attitude expected in return, because I have put the attitude there. I have put the unconditional love there. With love, people might think, well, what do you want, you know? You want me to love you back? With unconditional love, they just say, thank you, and dwell and bask in that wonderful love. They float, they dream, they bask in that love and feel so joyous and so happy and so wonderful. Yes, living what makes me happy, that's the most wonderful thing in the world. And it's the most wonderful thing that I could ever do. Mother reads Marilyn a story, and she keeps up reading that story from the time Marilyn is a little tyke on through the time Marilyn's not home anymore. And Marilyn calls on the phone and says, Mom, I need some love. You got a couple minutes? And Mom says, Marilyn, I always have time for you. And she says, Mom, would you read me a story? And over the telephone, Mom reads Marilyn a story. And when she's done, Marilyn says, oh, Mom, I'm living what makes me happy, and I'm so happy. But, Mom, your story at the right time, you always say the right thing, the right story that just meets whatever it is that I'm facing, whatever it is that I'm doing. And, Mom, you're so wonderful. I love you so. And Mom, under her breath, says, Marilyn, I'm a good creator. I love you, and thank you for wanting me to share stories with you. Living what makes me happy. That's what life is all about. And when we live what makes us happy, our life is the most wonderful, fulfilling, rewarding life that anyone could ever have. Now, what kind of life do you have? Do you have a wonderful, rewarding, happy life? Then if you do, remember, it's up to you to take that daily relaxation pill of liking yourself, of being happy, of putting the cause in motion where you're untouched by the world around you, and you touch the world around you with your love and with your purity, with your goodness, and with your allness. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, and I love you, I love you.